You're waking up with Jess on the GV's Hit 96.9.
And on the phone now, I'm joined by the Aussie author with the French surname, Malcolm Chenu. Good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Malcolm, the latest book, A Young Man's Guide to Getting Some, How to Win the Girl of Your Dreams with Respect and Class in the Age of Sexting and Swiping. It's a wordy title, but I guess you really get to the crux of the book in that title, hey?
Well, I think so. Hopefully, it's about respect. That is, in the end, the bottom line, no matter what era of dating we're looking at.
Absolutely. And I guess if the title doesn't lure people in, the chapter contents certainly will. Things like pornography is not real life. Don't be an ass swipe. I think that's an homage to Tinder there. Partying with your friends, partying with her friends, dealing with a psycho loony mood swings. Talk me through the thought process heading into a book like this. Have you had some disasters yourself and you thought, I wish there was a guide out there for people like me? What motivated you?
That's pretty much it, Jess, yes. Basically, I just wanted to make the world a nicer place and to remind people that chemistry is created in person and not on the screen. Of course, I have had my share of disasters. I'm sure just about everyone has, and I could fill your entire program with apologies, but I won't do that.
We don't have that much time. No,
no.
I guess that begs the question, you know, what did you feel qualified you to write a book like this? You know, what qualifies you to be the guide for the next generation of young guys?
Well, basically, I'm a funny bugger, and it is a funny book. So that's the entire extent of my qualifications, except that I was single for quite a while. I did do a lot of dating. I listened to a lot of horror stories, and I've done a fair bit of research and talked to a lot of girls and discovered that there is a problem.
There is a problem. And have you now taken on board your own methods and advice, and are you in a happy relationship now?
Of course, Jess. Yes. No, nobody who reads A Young Man's Guide to Getting Some is single. Not for long, anyway.
Oh, well, that is a big claim. You've got some sort of money-back guarantee if this doesn't work?
Of course. Absolutely. Come and hunt me down. No problem.
Yeah, sure. You want to read out your mobile number? No. I just want to say I'm very inclined to endorse this book because one of the chapters you do talk about male grooming specifically, and one of the first points being clean your fingernails. And lads out there, if you're listening, I honestly believe it doesn't matter if you're a tradie or a farmer or if you're a hands-on dude, grubby fingernails I think are worse than if you literally had mud smeared on your face. So Malcolm, I think that's great advice. Watch the fingernails. It's disgusting.
Well, indeed. I mean, there's a lot of different advice within the book, and I would have thought that was a fairly simple and basic one, but it's amazing how many horror stories you hear from girls that revolve around fingernails.
Yeah, and it's funny you say you'd think it would be a basic one, but no way. My partner is an absolute Nazi when it comes to clipping his fingernails, and that's probably the most respected of his grooming routine that I have. I'm like, yes, good, he's conscious of it. And there's nothing gross than seeing a guy, you know, pick apart a pizza or a kebab, you know, eating with his hands, and you just see that layer of grime. So I think that's a testament, you know what you're talking about. So the rest of the book must be just as listen worthy. But Malcolm, have you had any real life testimonials of the book, that the advice in the book has worked? You know, is it friends or family? Have you, you know, shared your advice with people and they've gone back and said, yeah, this has worked, I'm now in a happy relationship?
I've had a lot, actually, yes. In fact, most of the positive feedback is coming from women. They are very interested in seeing the way that it should be done, that they just don't have to accept some douchebag being carrying on like an idiot. A lot of girls are saying things like, I'm going to buy a stack of these books and send them to bad dates.
Yes. Anonymously, like doing, or?
Well, no need to do that. But, you know, it's like the literary equivalent of revenge porn, but it's legal.
It's legal and helpful, I guess.
Indeed, because if he doesn't learn, he's only going to go out and do the same thing next time to the same girl, to a new girl. So do the sisterhood a favour and send these guys a book is what
I'm saying. Yeah, it's a pay it forward system, isn't it? Just change the world one douchebag at a time.
Exactly, yes, well put.
Yeah, so Malcolm, it is a you know, a new generation sort of book. You do cover things like sexting and swiping and Tinder. How, you know, is there any hope? I know you've put this book out there and it's comforting there is literature out there, but in the age of, yeah, people using apps and stuff, there is hope. Yeah, we're not just caught in this vortex of things are just going to get worse. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, the Tinder tunnel?
I think there's light at the end of the Tinder tunnel, yes. It's really, there's nothing wrong with using hookup apps, dating websites, that sort of thing, as long as your goal is to meet an actual person, to get out of the virtual world and into the actual one. What we're seeing is, unfortunately, too many guys spending too much time in the virtual world and making things like Tinder their de facto girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Yeah, yeah. And now we're seeing the rise of sex robots and artificial intelligence. So it just scares me that we're losing that human connection, because I just think you wouldn't treat people like some people do online if they were right in front of you. So I feel like people do put up that whole keyboard warrior thing behind the screen. They can say and do whatever they want. So is your book available in an e-version as well? Because who picks up the physical book anymore as well?
Well, this is an interesting exercise. It's not actually available in the e-version as yet. It's still a new release, and the publisher's very keen to see what sort of reaction it gets from the actual physical sales of books. But it's not just for the young. I'm finding a lot of parents are saying, look, this is great. I can give it to my kids who don't listen to me anymore. And I can tell them, look, read this, it's funny, I thought you might like it. But within it are all of the salient messages that they want to give their kids but can't anymore because it's too difficult to talk to them.
Well, there you go. And, yeah, if you can cut through with humour, they might be laughing, but by osmosis it sinks in somehow. It's very clever, Malcolm, very clever. Well done. Well, it's just in time for Christmas. I mean, the silly season is upon us. So if there's someone in your life you think could do with a healthy dose of some good advice, this is the book for them, A Young Man's Guide to Getting Some, How to Win the Girl of Your Dreams with Respect and Class in the Age of Sexting and Swiping. Malcolm Shenu, the author, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Jess. Thanks for having me.
You're waking up with Jess on the GV's Hit 96.9.